I was sitting out there and I was thinking, you know, this is a great show. And
don't stroke me, I have no time.
He's getting off on the wrong foot.
I provided her room and board after discovering that she had a real bad drug problem.
Get to the car.
Now, will he trip himself up?
The bottom line is that I had borrowed her car. When I got back into the car, it had been hit. I tried to report it to my insurance company as a favor. Understand that.
Don't tell me what I'm supposed to understand.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Jennifer Jenkins is suing her former employer, Alex Hodges, for borrowing her car and returning it damaged.
Order. All rise.
Case number 112 on the calendar, the matter of Jenkins versus Hodges. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat.
Thank you, Bert. Mm-hmm. I just don't sort of understand this whole arrangement that you and the defendant had, along with your friend, I assume. This is your friend who...
Yes, this is
your friend was living with him, but they weren't a couple.
I hired her as an assistant.
But she was living in your house.
Yes, she moved in as my assistant. Correct.
She moved into your house, and then... This one moved into your house.
Unbeknownst to me, yes.
Yeah, well,
I moved in
you should
a week
have opened
later.
Up your eyes a little bit wider because you can't
yeah.
miss her.
It's a very large house.
Listen.
Yeah,
So this one was an assistant. This one you let live in your house and she was supposed to clean
Absolutely
your house.
Absolutely not. I moved into his house as a cleaner.
As a what?
A cleaner.
Wrong. I said house. She was supposed to clean your house. Just pay attention. Put on your listening ears. I'm trying to understand this bizarre arrangement that you had.
I own a rehab, Your Honor.
Just a second.
It wasn't a rehab.
No, when you moved in.
Don't speak unless I speak to you. Do you understand?
Yes.
In any event, your claim is two things. First, that he owes you some money for wages. But more importantly, you say that he borrowed your car. And while he had possession of your car, it was in an accident.
Absolutely.
And you want him to fix your car.
Yes.
Mr. Hodges does not deny that he took your car. With your permission. He has some excuse that he's going to explain to me why he is not responsible for having the car fixed.
Would you like that now?
I would.
Okay. Well, the bottom line is that she moved into my house, okay, without my permission.
Not true.
Now, don't speak.
Without my permission, she moved into my house.
Listen to me. I don't want you to speak.
I provided her room and board, okay, after discovering that she had a real bad drug problem, okay, and was homeless prior to coming into my house. I have an 8,000 square foot house, 4 acres in Malibu, that I purchased for
Mr. Hodges?
Yes.
Get to the car.
Okay, the bottom line is that I had borrowed her car a couple of times. One time when I borrowed it, I went to North Hollywood. When I got back into the car, it had been hit, okay? So as a favor, I tried to report it to GEICO, my insurance company, okay, as a favor. Understand that, all right? I've done this girl so many favors. If anything, she owes me money.
Listen to me. Listen to me. Don't tell me what I'm supposed to understand.
Yes. I'm not trying to.
You said it. Don't tell me what I'm supposed to understand. So far, the objective data is you borrowed her car and it was in one condition and you returned it and it was in a different condition.
True.
Then you are responsible. Now, if she had insurance to cover the damage to the car...
Which I thought she did.
I don't care what you thought. What you thought is totally irrelevant to me. If she had insurance to cover it, because she had collision insurance on the car, rather than just liability on the car, that would cover damage done by a hit-and-run person, because that's what you said happened. You said someone backed into you, rather than you backing into someone. You can have the same kind of damage, irrespective of whether you back into the wall or the wall backs into you. However, she has no collision insurance, so the person who had possession of the car is responsible. That would be you. That's the law. She had permission. You took it in one condition. You returned it in a different condition. You have to take care of it. Did you report it to the police when it happened?
No.
Why not?
It wasn't that severe. I could drive the car. I drove it.
That's your reason for not reporting it to the police? A hit and run?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Can I see what the estimate is, please?
Yes, I have two estimates for you. I also have photos.
What kind of car do you have?
A Honda Civic, 2005.
Let me see pictures of the car. Did you have the car fixed?
No, I'm still driving it the way it is. I had to put red tape over the taillight. I've still been pulled over a couple times for that. The trunk wouldn't latch. I had to push it back into place.
Is this what the car looked like when you returned it? Give this to him. Pictures are dated. Is that what the car looks like when you returned it to her? It's not an answer.
You know, it seems a little more severe. In this
case. Can I have it, please? Can
I have it, please? My witness was there also.
Can I have it, please? Did you owe any money on this car?
No.
You had paid for it in full?
Oh, no, I was making payments.
You were making payments, so how come you didn't have collision?
Because I couldn't pay for my insurance due to the fact that I was working for somebody who didn't pay me.
Oh, that's somebody else's fault.
And then,
that I don't accept.
And then the
That
company,
I don't accept.
And then the company put collision on it 2 days after the accident.
What company put collision
on it? My financing company.
Who was your insurance with?
Farmers was the liability.
You have that information from your insurance company?
Yes.
I'd like to see it, please.
I was mistaken about the company.
Excuse me?
I was mistaken about the company. I'd switched from Farmers to 21st. And I only had 21st for a short amount of time.
Well, it wasn't just your collision policy that was canceled. Your entire insurance was canceled.
Mm-hmm.
You had no liability either. You're not allowed to drive a car without insurance.
I later got liability. I just wasn't able to afford the collision.
No, that's not what it says here. Says this is to inform you that this policy was canceled effective November 14th, 2008.
I didn't get liability with
Please be advised that your policy was canceled as of the above date.
It was.
You had no insurance.
Right.
Well,
I later
mean,
got liability
right.
through a different company.
Which company did you have liability to? Because if you were driving a car
that
illegally
was the farmers.
And he was driving a car because he assumed that there was some sort of insurance on it,
he
you are
at
least
none.
Partially responsible
he
for this.
He knew there was none because he told me he would put me on his Geico
Listen
policy.
Listen to me. Did you have insurance? Don't waste my time. I really don't have a lot of time to waste. Did you have any insurance on this car after November 14th?
For a short amount of time. When I met him, I did not.
Did Then you shouldn't have let him take the car.
He told me he had a Geico policy that would cover him on any car he drove.
Listen.
That's the only reason I let him
You
take my
drove
car.
Your car.
The only reason I let him drive my car.
You drove your car.
Yes.
Well, you had no right to drive a car without insurance.
That is why he told me he would put me on his policy. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm glad you understand what I'm saying. You had no right to let anybody, yourself included, drive a car that was uninsured. Now what?
Point of fact, you know, I feel that this whole thing would be a waste if I didn't give you some background. You know, I was sitting out there and I was thinking, you know, this is a great show and I'm full
Don't
support.
Stroke me, I have no
Listen,
time.
I understand this. Okay?
Don't stroke me, I don't need to stroke me.
I had
myself.
A rehab that was, my partner embezzled my money in December of 2008. Bottom line is that when I was down, I hired somebody, you know, I thought she was going to be good, but she was cheap, you know, that's why.
I wasn't getting
her. She brought somebody in against my knowledge, okay?
How did I move into your house
Just
when you
second.
Didn't know about it?
Yeah,
I didn't
you know. I'm going to throw you all out because I'm a little annoyed and disgusted anyway. Yeah. It's the end of the day. I didn't get a straight story from you to begin with. If you're going to talk amongst yourselves and I'm excluded from this conversation, you can go outside, finish the conversation outside, and I hope you have insurance on your car now because you could drive home in it. Do you understand?
Yes.
All right? So the next time somebody talks out, you're all out of here.
Okay.
Got it?
Yes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
They told me he was not contacting them or returning their phone calls and that they deemed that it was a fraudulent claim and they would not work.
Well, that's what I'm uncomfortable with, quite frankly.
And later today,
you allowed your 14-year-old son to be a witness to an argument that you were having with the plaintiff over whether or not he was sleeping with somebody else while he was sleeping with you. What kind of a question is that to ask in front of a 14-year-old child?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jennifer Jenkins says former employer Alex Hodges owes for damage to her car that occurred while the vehicle was in his possession.
Now, I'm not interested in your hard luck story. I don't care. You had possession of this car and it was damaged while under your control. Now, I have to, in some respect, punish her for participating in that by letting her car, which was totally uninsured, be on the road. So while she presents me with a bill for $4,000 to fix this car, and there was clearly a lot of damage done to it, I don't know how you could miss it, you're not fully responsible for it. She's partially responsible for it, in my judgment. Now, you have a driver's license and you had a car, is that right?
Correct.
So you had insurance?
Correct.
Well, what happened when you went to put this accident through on your insurance?
They denied it.
Well, could that be, sir, because you didn't fill out a police report?
Potentially.
Potentially. I want to see where you tried to put in a claim for it.
Your Honor.
What?
May I speak? He filed a claim through it, and they told me that it was fraudulent, and they wouldn't give me anything for it. They told me he was not contacting them or talking to him or returning their phone calls, and that they deemed that it was a fraudulent claim and they would not work.
Well, that's what I'm uncomfortable with, quite frankly.
The thing is,
where is the car now?
At my mom's house.
Has it been fixed?
No.
Have you been driving it?
No, I've been driving my mom's car.
Does it have insurance on?
No, it's in the garage.
Have you been making payments on it?
Yes, I'm making smaller payments than what I'm supposed to be making. I'm not able to afford the full payments right now.
It's the reason I'm not suing her, because I can't get blood out of a turnip. She stole things from my house, by the way.
What did I steal from your house?
Plenty.
All right, case is dismissed. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Step out. Thank you.
She stole my things.
It's a sob story. Everybody rips him off. Everybody takes advantage of him.
When the opportunity is there and people who don't have anything.
Fact is, he doesn't have anything to rip off or take advantage of.
They're going to take. I mean, that's just humanity.
I'm just sad that a sloth got away with all this. He's a complete scumbag.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Torres versus Mastrangelo. Step forward.
24-year-old Erminio Torres is suing his ex-girlfriend, Shannon Mastrangelo, for damage to his motorcycle and for the return of his belongings.
Mr. Torres, the defendant, was your girlfriend. He had an argument. You claimed that during the argument, she purposely damaged your motorcycle and then locked you out of the house, kept your property, or kept it or disposed of it. Miss Mastrangelo?
Yes, ma'am.
She says that there was, in fact, an argument. The argument was precipitated by you, your bad behavior, that she accidentally knocked your motorcycle over during the course of the accident. And with regard to your property, she did exactly what you told her to do, was put it all on her front porch. When she went away, she doesn't know what happened to the property. She assumed you came and took it. Is that what you want me to believe, madam?
Yes, ma'am.
Anybody help you with that story?
Wait, no.
What were you arguing with him about? What were you arguing with him about?
I asked him a question and he lied to me about it.
Asked him what question?
We had been arguing if he was seeing anybody else. He was staying at my house, sleeping in my room, and he said no, and that was not true.
Well, if you knew it wasn't true, why'd you ask him the question?
Because I wanted to see if he was going to lie.
So he lied. So you were expecting him to lie, right? Say nothing. Who is this?
This is my son, Jack.
How old is he?
14.
Why is he here?
Because he was there during the fight that me and Herminio got into.
I want him to go outside. Go outside, please. The other way.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
He picked me up, threw me on my bed, sat on top of me, still had a hold of my arms.
What did he say to you?
He didn't say much of anything.
You mean there was no noise at all?
Just me yelling at him to let go of me.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Erminio Torres says ex-girlfriend Shannon Mastrangelo damaged his bike during an argument. He also claims she refuses to return his belongings.
So is what you're telling me, Ms. Mastrangelo, that you allowed your 14-year-old son to be a witness to an argument that you were having with the plaintiff over whether or not he was sleeping with somebody else while he was sleeping with you? Is that what you just told me?
He was there when we got into the fight, yes.
Well, I'm asking you, got into a fight because you asked him whether he was sleeping and with anybody else while he was sleeping with you in front of your son. And then you got into a fight with him. What kind of a question is that to ask in front of a 14-year-old child?
He came in after.
After what?
After I had asked him that when he heard the yelling and screaming.
Well, the yelling and screaming is about that issue. Is that
right? No, because I told him he needed to go. He needed to get his stuff and go.
And what did he do?
First, he just stood there, and I started taking his clothes out of the closet.
And you started taking his clothes out of the closet. What were you doing with them?
Throwing them on the floor.
You can't do that. And then what happened?
Then he grabbed me by my arms.
Right. And told you, yeah, because you were destroying his property. Right. Go ahead. And then what happened?
How was I destroying his property? Because I was taking
his
clothes.
I don't answer questions. I ask questions.
Okay. That's fine. He grabbed me by my arms, pushed me into my bedroom. I hit my arm on the wall. He picked me up, threw me on my bed, sat on top of me, still had a hold of my arms.
What did he say to you?
He didn't say much of anything.
You mean there was no noise at all?
Just me yelling at him to let go of me.
Mm-hmm. And?
And then I started, trying to get away from him when he was sitting on top of me. I was kicking and got away. I ran outside, ran past his bike, and fell over. I ran into it.
And it was damaged?
Excuse me. His bike was damaged back in October when we went to Oktoberfest. Or Biketoberfest, excuse me, with some friends of ours. And Wayne tried to take the bike off the trailer by himself and dropped it on the ground, and the whole right side of it was damaged.
And there was no additional damage from when you knocked the bike over?
I don't know, Your Honor. I hadn't seen the bike after that. I left.
Because I called the cops.
When had your bike been previously damaged?
That was true about the bike falling over. But the guy did pay for the damages.
Did you have it fixed?
Yeah, those damages were fixed, yeah. This
no,
right
weren't.
Here, where paint jobs, he paid for all the appliances that were wrong with the bike that
okay.
broke.
But they didn't, he never
Don't
paid
speak
for a
to
paint
him.
Job.
So the new damages came right here on the side of the bike. Now, she threatened to push my bike over, or actually to run it over.
She threw your bike down, Mr. Torres. I find that she did that.
Okay.
I find that she had no basis to do that. That part of your lawsuit you're going to be successful in. Show me the bill or the estimate for fixing your bike. Now, you called the police?
Yes, I did.
You have a police report?
I have an incident report.
Can I see the incident report, please?
This is for the time I called to pick up my other stuff, but it's not for the bike because they gave me the wrong incident reports for the other ones.
On what date, by the way, did this happen with
the bike?
The bike.
April 13th, ma'am.
And you went back with the police on April 23rd?
Yes.
Is that the first time you went back?
I actually came back the 15th. I asked if I could stay the night, so that way the next day I could pack my things and leave.
And did she let you?
She didn't know I was going to, but I wanted to. And then that's when she saw I was doing it. She got really angry with me. I started packing my things, and she's like, hurry up. She started rushing me. I finally got my things packed. As soon as I walked out the door with my first luggage, she slammed the door. She said, goodbye. You can get your stuff another time.
Okay.
Shock
now,
me out.
What stuff did you leave in the house?
Well, at first it was all my clothes and luggage, my PlayStation 3, flat screen TV, entertainment center. I also had little accessories like maybe cologne, hats, stuff like that.
Where's his property?
I don't know.
Well, first he came over on the 15th and he got some of his stuff.
Yes.
Why didn't he take all of his stuff on the 15th?
Because when I told
him... No, look over here to me. Why didn't he take all of his stuff on the 15th?
Because once he got outside, I shut and locked my front door and told him he could come back later.
Just a second. So what he said was accurate. He was
yes,
taking
ma'am.
His stuff. You locked him out.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning is provided by... Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com. Or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, on the 17th, I'd like you to tell me what happened. He called you?
He called me and asked...
Don't look over there, please.
And asked if he could come and get the rest of his stuff. And I said, I'm not going to be there this weekend. And he said, well, just leave the stuff out on the front porch and I'll come and get it. And I said, yeah, okay, I'll do that.
Did you ever have a conversation with her where you told her to leave your flat panel television set, your entertainment center, and your PlayStation on her front porch?
No, ma'am. Why would anybody do that?
Did you tell me not to leave your stuff on the front porch? Sorry.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,700. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy...
Some get clever.
It's the story. I'm sticking to it.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Others get hostile.
I'm going to tell you what happened.
Judge Judy gets the last word.
They don't keep me here because I'm gorgeous. They keep me here because I'm smart.
She thinks I was messing around. I was just friends with everybody. I go out and have fun.
It's called MySpace.
So, of course, you see pictures of me having fun. So she assumed things. It's not true.
Just different things that were written on there.
She wanted the title of us dating, I guess. Probably wanted me to stay there.
Him moving in is what caused all the problems.
If she's not crazy and she didn't do the things she did, it would have been okay.